This is New England Public Radio News. With the impeachment trial wrapping up, the Senate will vote on whether to remove President Trump from office. That's got commentator Bruce Watson recalling a Republican senator from New England who once took a heroic stand against a member of her own party.
A bully was stalking the nation's capital, insulting people, intimidating Congress. Someone should stand up for American values, Congressman said behind the scenes. Someone from the bully's own party. Margaret Chase Smith had been a Republican senator for just a year, and in those days, she recalled, freshman senators were to be seen and not heard. When Joseph McCarthy produced a list of 205 communists in government, Smith trusted him. It looked as though Joe was on to something disturbing, she said, but then she studied McCarthy's evidence. At first, she hoped some Democrat would speak up, but she soon saw that Joe had the Senate paralyzed with fear. Back in Skowhegan, Maine, folks knew Maggie Chase, daughter of a barber and a shoe factory hand. She taught school, then wrote for the town newspaper. She married her publisher, Clyde Smith, and when he was elected to Congress, she went with him to Washington. After his death, she won a special election, then won four elections on her own. Though beloved in Maine, in Congress, Senator Smith was known more for her attire than her expertise. She always wore a red rose in her lapel, and that was all Washington expected from Maine's junior senator. But then she gave Congress a lesson in integrity. On June 1, 1950, Smith sat on the Senate floor, three rows in front of McCarthy. Still nervous, she stood to deliver her declaration of conscience. For 15 minutes, she spoke, as a Republican, as a woman, as a United States senator, but also as an American. Her words echoed through the chamber. Selfish political opportunism, a form of hate and character assassination. Americans, she said, are sick and tired of seeing innocent people smeared. I do not want to see the Republican Party ride to political victory on the four horsemen of calumny, fear, ignorance, bigotry, and smear. 3 weeks after the speech, the Korean War broke out. McCarthyism shifted into high gear. 4 years later, CBS broadcaster Edward R. Murrow finally showed McCarthy, bullying, blustering, lying. Murrow concluded with a promise. We will not be driven by fear into an age of unreason, Murrow said, if we dig deep in our history and our doctrine and remember that we are not descended from fearful men. Nor, Margaret Chase Smith showed, from fearful women. Draw your own conclusions.
Montague, Massachusetts resident Bruce Watson writes an online magazine called The Attic, True Stories for a Kinder, Cooler America. This is New England Public Radio.